The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 14. Please remain seated for the reading of the Gospel. Again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him his hand and foot, and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again by saying that we should not be anxious or worried about anything, but to take everything to you in prayer. Therefore, help us and guide us by your Holy Spirit to entrust anything and everything to you by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday. The words of St. Paul in the fourth chapter of Philippians, with special attention to the following verse. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, do not be anxious about anything. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, are you anxious? Are you worried about many things? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment. Yes, are you anxious and worried about getting sick? Are you anxious and worried about the economy or about your job? Not being able to pay all of your bills, perhaps anxious and worried about your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, whatever it is, are you anxious and worried about many things this morning? If your answer is yes, let me assure you this morning that you're not alone. It happens to all of us. Especially when bad things happen to us. As a matter of fact, Dr. Schuller wrote a book a long time ago titled, "Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People?" Not only that, but why do bad things happen to you and to me? Why do they happen to us? After all, we're all Christians, aren't we? We come to church, we read our Bibles, we say our prayers, and yet, bad things still happen to us anyway, don't they? Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, I could give you a litany of bad things that have happened to Ruth and I during the past year. Especially when Ruth had to be rushed over a month ago to the emergency room of the hospital here in Big Bear, and later on that same evening to the hospital in San Bernardino. At first, I must confess to you this morning that I was very anxious. At first, it didn't look very good at all. It was a real problem. But thanks be to God, she recovered, and today she's doing much better. And I'm sure that you have also experienced similar events in your own life, whether a crisis or a sickness or a financial problem, a problem with your children, your spouse, whatever it is. We all have our aches and pains, don't we? Even I, as a pastor, have found out over the years that my family and I also get sick, just like you do. We're not exempt because we're in the ministry. We have our accidents and we have our trials and tribulations in life, and we even have to deal with death and dying just like you. It's a fact of life, isn't it? And when bad things happen to good people, guess what? Then there are many who just can't understand it. Why God would allow bad things to happen to them. Not only that, but at the end of the day, many just don't know how to cope with it. And that's even worse. It becomes a real issue, a real problem from there. They panic. They get discouraged. Some get very depressed about it. Some will even turn to drugs and drinking in order to ease that pain and that hurt that they're having with themselves. Others begin to abuse their spouse. And I've seen a lot of that in my ministry. Or their children, or their grandchildren. But what's even worse, many commit suicide as a way out from all of their problems in life. Whatever it is, they get frustrated and they get discouraged and sometimes very angry about it. Some even blame God for it. And yet it's not God's fault either, is it? It's because of sin. And because you and I, all of us, are sinners and live in an imperfect world filled with sin, that we get sick, we have our accidents, we face trials and tribulations, we face injustice and mistreatment, and yes, we even have to deal with death and dying. And when bad things happen to us, we should not panic as Christians. We shouldn't get discouraged about it or depressed about it. What does St. Paul say in our text for this morning? He says, to go to the Lord in prayer, he says, let your request be made known to God. That's precisely what he says in the first part of our text for today. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. As a matter of fact, St. Paul knew that better than anybody else. We read in the epistle lesson for today. He faced adversity, hardship, opposition to his preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was persecuted.
And he was almost killed many a times for teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yet Paul never, ever gave up. He never got discouraged. St. Luke reminds us in the book of Acts that after Paul had almost been stoned to death and dragged out of the city, left for dead, for preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, he did not become discouraged about it. On the contrary, we're told that St. Paul strengthened his disciples in spite of everything that had happened to him, encouraging them to remain true to the faith. As a matter of fact, St. Paul writes in Acts chapter 14, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." There's nowhere in the Bible, and you've heard me say this before, that God ever promised us a bed of roses. There are going to be a lot of thorns, even as Christians, on our way to the kingdom of heaven. This is what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I, Jesus, have overcome the world." Yes, it is precisely when bad things begin to happen to us as Christians that we need to have more of that faith and trust in Jesus, who has overcome the world filled with sin and injustice and unrighteousness as he suffered and died on that cross in our place, and has thereby given us the wonderful gift of eternal life through faith in Him as our Savior. Yes, when bad things get really bad, and I've experienced many of that, I know you have also experienced when it got really, really bad, it is then that we need to get down on our knees and really pray. As Paul says, without ceasing, continually. Isn't that what we sang about in the hymn of the day? Listen to what it says, and what a friend we have in Jesus. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, when bad things happen to us and there are trials and temptations and trouble all around us and we are weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care, like the whole world is crashing down on us, that we should never be discouraged but to take everything to God in prayer. And why? Because Paul says in the second part of our text, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Yes, the peace of God will always, not sometimes, always guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus during the times we experience those disappointments and adversity and problems and trouble and tribulations in life. Like St. Paul, we're encouraged not to panic, despair, or give up. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we pray continually without ceasing and entrust ourselves completely into the hands of God, especially when bad things happen to us. It has worked for me. I'm sure it has worked for you. And that's what we're encouraged to do this morning as we approach again the table of the Lord. And we receive the true body and the true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament. As you come and kneel today, leave all of your troubles, all of your problems, at the altar of the Lord. Let Him take care of you as He forgives you, as He encourages you to trust and have faith in Him. It has worked for me many a times. Listen to the hymn of praise we sang today. Lord, when the tempest rages, I need not fear. For You, O Lord, the Rock of Ages, are always near. Close by Your side abiding, I fear no foe. For when Your hand is guiding in peace, I go. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do we believe that? And do we trust and have faith in Jesus to help us in our time of need, in our time of trouble and trials and tribulations? I hope and pray that all of us do when it happens to us, when bad things happen to us. Bring it to the Lord in prayer at the foot of the cross as we receive the body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament. God bless you as you trust in Him. Take everything, all of it, to the Lord in prayer. In Jesus' name. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we take everything to God in prayer. Amen.